Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzy, the Baltimore Sun's Washington correspondent. John, you've done some really interesting work recently about a program called Secure Communities, under which people can be deported. And it looks as if twice as many people have been deported in this state than as compared with others. Am I getting that the proportions right there?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, look, this is a program that ostensibly is geared toward dangerous criminals. So it's the point of it is to catch illegal immigrants who are beyond just crossing the border illegally or overstaying a visa, have committed some sort of dangerous crime once here. And the Obama administration has always said that this program and its immigration policy at large is focused on getting those folks first. And so it raises questions when in a state like Maryland, we've got a majority of people that are being deported under this program don't have a felony conviction, and about 4 in 10 don't have any criminal conviction at all. And so I think there's some questions about what exactly is going on here.
What does the Obama administration say about this?
Not much at this point. I think it's interesting that Governor O'Malley wrote a letter to the Obama administration, to the Department of Homeland Security, seeking some answers on it. It's an interesting move for him. Part of this comes down to sort of the broader immigration debate, right? Both sides, both Republicans and Democrats, will argue that things like this wouldn't happen if Congress could get its act together and pass some sort of a comprehensive overhaul of the nation's immigration laws. Polls indicate a majority of Americans, a slim but consistent majority, feel that the folks who are here illegally ought to have some opportunity to become legal residents.
When you looked at the various regions of the state, did you find that a lot of these cases involved the shore, where a lot of the workers are?
No, it's not, because both the percentages and the numbers are pretty small over on the shore. Frankly, what's really driving these numbers appear to be along the I-95 corridor. It's Prince George's County is a big driver. Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County are sort of the big drivers of this phenomena for reasons that, again, are not entirely clear. Frederick County, of course, where the Republican sheriff has been very aggressive on immigration issues, is also a pretty high number. You'd expect to see that. I think they have a very public stated policy that they don't want to be a sanctuary county. But I think it's a little more surprising to see it in some of these other parts.
Well, it's as if those central part of the state are just as aggressive as the sheriff in Frederick.
It could be any number of factors. It could be the local ICE office. It could be the population of immigrants, the type of immigrants, by which I mean which countries they're from could be driving this. It could be how they cross the border in the first place. You know, Maryland is a state that has historically been very friendly to illegal immigrants. We're one of the first states to hand out driver's licenses to undocumented folks. Of course, Governor O'Malley pushed for the DREAM Act in the state. And so historically, the state has been very friendly, very welcoming to immigrants. And that's part of what makes this story for me sort of interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, in particular the response that the Obama administration gives to the governor, who's really been one of their big supporters. So we'll just have to see.
Yeah, and not just a big supporter politically, but also a big supporter on homeland security issues.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
For John Fritzy, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.